What does it take to make a skeptic change his mind? For skeptics are so resistant to change. Well, a man called Saul of Tarsus was extremely skeptical of the claims of early Christians. In fact, he wanted to destroy the Christian faith. He persecuted and killed Christians. Yet, Saul changed his mind, so much so that he became Christianity's greatest defender and became Paul. So what changed the mind of this skeptic? He had nothing to gain, no money, power, or prestige. In fact, changing his mind gave him a much harder and more difficult life. So what made him change? Well, maybe a profound and powerful encounter with the risen Christ Jesus, as the book of Acts describes, could be real and strong enough to change his mind and transform his life. And so maybe the risen Christ can transform us as well. This is Rob Martin with God in 60 Seconds. For more conversations about God, go to thirdspace.org.au.